Let's sing that. Number 10 in the Chinese book, Dwell Deep in God.
第二册的第十首，深居神里。
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, we want to dwell in you.
Oh, yes, we want to dwell in you.
We want to draw near to you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Our hearts are hungry for you. We believe you to manifest your glory. Draw our hearts after you. We've come here on purpose. We want to find you. We want to dwell in you. We know you dwell in us.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, fill us with your glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And dispense the glory. With everyone we meet and everyone we contact. Make us your representatives. Oh, Jesus, here we are.
Oh, yes, we're
And we're so glad you welcome us into your presence.
Amen.
Thank you for your precious blood that made it possible. Come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣, 你来,
fill our hungry hearts.
充满我们饥渴的心,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, we want to be your lover. And we know you want us to be your lover. We ask you to catch our attention. Oh, Jesus, let us be more attracted to you. That we may prepare to be in your bride. Oh, you're looking for lovers.
Oh,
you're looking for those who will love you with all their heart. And when we fall in love with you, we want to spend more time with you. We want to come into your presence. And we want to dwell deep in you. Oh, Jesus, let that be, this be one of those days when we draw closer. When we satisfy your heart with our love, because you already satisfy our heart. We ask it for your glory. And according to your great desire. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 There's a line in that chorus that said, dwell deep in God.
在副歌里唱到,
it struck me, it says, and walk with him.
这句话使我很震惊,
as I told you yesterday, we noticed on the bookmark for Pilgrim Camp for 2022 is that word of walking with God.
昨天我们也提到在营地的2022年的书签上也提到要行在光中与神同行。
The verse the Lord gave me is from 1 John chapter 2.
神赐给我的话语是在约翰一书第二章。
We love to wait in the presence of the Lord.
我们喜爱在神的同在里等候他。
Oh, here's the bookmark. It says, walk as children of light. Wasn't it great to see the sunshine this morning? It warms us up. But this is from Ephesians 5:8. Walk as children of light.
但这句经文是从以弗所书5章8节。 我们行事为人当向光明之子。
Sister Ruth wanted to teach on abiding in Christ for this conference.
公牧师提到我们这次主题是住在主里。
Pastor Chow has taught us much about abiding in Jesus.
周牧师也给我们很多的教导关于住在基督里。
That's like the song says, dwell in him, dwell deeply in him.
正像我们的歌词提到，我们要深居在神里。
But this verse struck me in chapter 2, verse 6.
但约翰一书二章六节这句经文使我很震惊。
He who says he abides in him,
人若说他住在主里面,
ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
就该自己照主所行的去行。
That brings us into the daily life.
这就把我们带到日常生活中。
Of not just waiting in his presence, feeling his love, but going forth to walk in his presence.
不只是在他的同在中感受到他的爱，感受到他的喜乐，而是在日常生活中与他同行。
So that's my key verse for the conference.
所以这句经文就是我们这次特会的关键的经文。
I may have mentioned it before, but he who says he abides in him ought to walk as he walked.
我以前也提到，人若说他住在主里面，就该照主所行的去行。
That means to talk like he would talk.
那就意味着我们的谈话应当像他的谈话的方式一样。
To think like he would think.
我们的思想应当像耶稣的思想。
Well, there's only one way to do that.
只有一个方式可以达到这样。
We have to be filled with His Spirit.
我们必须要被他的灵充满。
And we had wonderful filling of His Spirit last night.
昨天晚上我们感受到他的圣灵很美好的感觉。
Those that stayed to 10:30.
你们都。留到十点半才离开。
Got a special blessing of the pouring out of the Spirit of the Lord.
你们得到了圣灵的浇灌，非常特殊的祝福。
And we're eager for more.
我们更渴望要得到更多。
The Lord gave her this light, and Brother Chow read it.
主赐给他这本书的亮光，周牧师也读了这本书。
It's called The Real Christian Life.
他被称为成为真实的基督徒。
Praise the Lord. So, Sister Ruth, you want to come and share about the book? And
请郭牧师来分享这本书。
She's been teaching the entire book online.
她在网上教导了这一整本书。
And we have a copy for each of you.
我们你们每一个人都会得到一本。
那小牧师说，我们今天的讲员可能中午才到，所以说叫我抓点时间来分享这本书。
Sister Martha mentioned that there will be a speaker coming, so I'll grab this opportunity to talk to you about this booklet.
前两天我提到这本书，就是大概在19年初，我心里有个感动，就说我们内在生活。这么宝贵。
This book was written in 2019, and the idea was that it is so precious, the teaching of inner life.
但是我们很多的我们进网校的人是陆陆续续的。
There are many new students coming into the online class.
那么他们所听到的关于跟内在生活有关的信息，就好像这里一点，那里一点。
So the message that I've been receiving about the teaching of inner life is a little bit from here, a little bit from there.
所以都有人都不知道到底内在生活是什么。
So some of them might not have a clear idea or comprehensive idea about what inner life is actually about.
有人以为说我参加了一个安静等候神小组，我们每周有一次安静，那我就在是内在生活里边了。
Some people might think that as long as they are attending a small group and start practicing waiting upon the Lord, then they are living an inner life.
或者有些人讲过我听过某某牧师讲过道，我也去过那些特会。
And some people will consider they are living an inner life as long as they have gone to.Conferences, they are preaching this subject.
但是实际是我们要进入这种生活里边。
But actually, it's a lifestyle for you to enter into.
与主常常 在一起。
To dwell in God continuously.
就是我们特别注重的要有圣灵充满。
But one of our main focuses would be being filled with the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵与主连结。
And through Holy Spirit, we're united with the Lord.
常常住在主里面。
And remain in Him constantly.
安静等候他。
We wait upon the Lord.
过一个随从圣灵的生活。
And we live a life of following Holy Spirit.
还要背起十字架来跟从他。
And also at the same time we carry our cross in our daily walk with them.
就是要舍己。
And we deny ourselves.
所以我就跟周牧师说，我们最好是有一本简单、很简单的，好像指南的。
So I mentioned to Pastor Chow that it would be ideal if we can have a simple guide to help people get started.
他说：“哎，很对，我们真的需要。”
And Pastor Chow agreed with that idea.
后来真的是圣灵就让我们有这本书诞生。
The Holy Spirit led us to complete this booklet.
在前言里边，我们提到说，这本书最重要的对象就是那些初信的。
So this book is primarily talking at the new believers.
我们可以让他一信主就。带他们马上进入这条路。
So quickly, as long as they become a follower of Jesus, they can step onto this path to learn about inner life.
因为我相信现在在世界上，可能有90%，差不多90%的基督徒，他们是没有听过要住在主里面的教导。
I believe about 90% of the Christians in the world may not have heard about the teaching of inner life.
很多人也没有领受圣灵。
And many people have not even received the Holy Spirit yet.
那在我们晚校的学生里边，有很多是信主几年，信主十几年、二几十年的都有。
So many students in our online classes, they may have been a long time Christian, maybe from a couple years to a very long time Christian.
但是他们好像要来。变成真的跟主有关系的真的基督徒，要一个新的 convert 这样。
But to them to become a true Christian, it takes them effort.
有些花了很长的时间，还是弄不清楚。
Even for some of them, they still don't have a very good idea about what inner life this practice is.
所以我就。觉得说那些基督徒他们以前听过的福音是不全备的。
So I have a idea that some of the gospels they have received in the past is not really a complete gospel.
我记得我小时候，可能台湾也一样，很多那个屋子的墙上会很大的字写着，信耶稣得永生。
I remember, like I say, back in China or maybe in Taiwan, you will see those slogans saying, heaven is near, and if you believe in Jesus, you will have an eternal life.
这就是他们所知道的福音。
That's the only gospel that they understand.
然后信了主就会得祝福。
And you will receive blessing after you become a Christian.
那很多就很顺利。
And then you will live a successful life.
但是他们不知道说来跟主住在一起有更大的祝福。
But they don't know there is a greater blessing waiting for them to receive.
所以是很可惜。
So it is a little pitiful.
所以我们在这本书在前言就说，这本书不但适应有与初信的基督徒，也适用于未受过全备福音教导的老基督徒。
So in the preface here it says this booklet is for a new believer, but also is for a seasoned Christians.
但是呢，要应用这本书，就说你要很认真，最好是有人带领，然后有一个小群的人一起操练。
So it would be better that if you start reading this book and also practice with the other fellow believers.
这样的话，我心里想说，大概过几年就可以进入。
So after some practicing, you will start getting into inner life.
那这本书是19年年底。
About the end of 2019.
Published. 印出来的。
So that's the time when this booklet was published.
那时中国有一个童工非常的热心，印了20,000本。
So we have a co-worker in China. She has this booklet published about 20,000 copies.
后来因为都是简体字，我们就想到台湾家人的需要，在台湾又印了2,000本的繁体字。
So the first version was in simplified Chinese, but because we have some needs for the brothers and sisters in Taiwan, so we reprinted into a traditional Chinese as well for 2,000 copies.
后来有一个姐妹就提出说，牧师啊，能不能开一个课来教导怎么使用这本书？
Then some brothers and sisters asked about how about having a class just to start teaching the content from this booklet.
所以我们祷告之后就觉得有必要。
So we seek after some prayer and we feel like it's necessary to start a class.
所以在去年七月开始。
So in July last year,
我们就开始有一个课，就是用这个名称为真实基督徒的课。教了十个月。
So we started that class, and that class is titled as this book, To Become a Real Christian, and that class has been going on for about 10 months.
直到这个四月底结束。
And that first class ended this past April.
一开始人比较多，后来就是有400多人是一直坚持在这个课里边。
So we have about 400 students taking this class, but at the beginning there was more.
那么后来我们就很多见证出来。
And after taking this class, we've heard and received many testimonies.
特别那个要求说要开这个课的姐妹。
So to that sister who requested to have this class started.
她是在台湾，她听到有。会开这个课了。
She's in Taiwan, and when she learned about this class was about to start,
她打了40几通电话。
She had made about 40 phone calls to other Christians.
找回她以前曾经传过福音给他们的那些慕道友。
So she called her friends who are also Christians. That sister once had shared gospel to those individuals.
那有些现在呢也不知道有没有去教会。
So some of them may not be continuing going to church.
有些可能也没有过起基督徒的生活。
And some of them may not be living a Christian life.
他就把他们统统找回来。
But that sister gathered them all.
带他们要来听这个课。
And bring them to join this class.
而且把他们分成按照不同的时间需要把他们分成四个小组，他亲自带他们。
And according to their needs, she divided those individuals into four groups, and also she personally lead them to start this class.
每一次听完课，他们小组又在分享，又在讨论。
So every time after the teaching, they will come together and share their thoughts about how they have received the teaching.And they will also have some discussions as well.
我们这本书里边共有12章。
There are 12 chapters in this booklet.
第一是接受耶稣做救主，进入新家庭。
So the first chapter is that receive his salvation and enter into this new family.
第二是接受洗礼。
And the second one is receiving the baptism.
第三是领受圣灵和圣灵充满。
Chapter 3, receive the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
第四章，参加有神同在的聚会。
And chapter 4, attend the meetings where there's God's presence.
在其中我们也特别强调小组的聚会。
And here we also emphasize the importance of going to a small group.
第五是奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And chapter 5, pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
第六是在圣灵里读经。
Chapter 6, study Bible in the Spirit.
第七章领圣餐。
And chapter 7, conduct the communion service.
第八，住在主里面。
Chapter 8, dwell in God.
第九章安静等候神。
Chapter 9, waiting upon the Lord.
第十，过随从圣灵的生活。
And chapter 10, live a life of following the Holy Spirit.
第十，背十字架跟从主。
Chapter 11, carry your cross and follow the Lord.
第十二，做见证，宣扬主耶稣全备的救恩。
And chapter 12, be a witness and share the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
后来我们就开始讲，其实讲到我们每一章都是很简单，简单的不得了，好像第一章一页半。
So we keep every single chapter simple, and for example, for the first chapter, there's only a page and a half.
都是一页多到两页多，这么长。
So each chapter is about like one to two pages the most.
但是当我们在上的时候，有时候看，哇，里边每一句都非常重要，都是从圣灵来的。
But everything from this booklet, I consider them important because they are the teaching from the Holy Spirit.
但是毕竟是过于简单了。
But sometimes it can be just too simplified.
所以一定是要有人带比较好。
So it would be better that there's a leader who can lead the class.
那我们上次42堂课差不多平均每一章那么短的东西，我们上了三堂左右的课。
So it takes about like three or four classes to complete a study of one chapter.
加起来是四个半小时。
So in total, there will be four hours and a half.
当然里面有一些补充、解释，还有很多见证。
And of course, in the classes, we're going to have some supplemental explanation and also testimonies.
神供应了许许多多的见证。
God has supplied so many testimonies.
从中国，从北到南，有国外的，澳大利亚的，日本的，欧洲的。
And throughout China,
台湾的。
Yeah, throughout China and also even in Australia and Europe and or Taiwan, we received many testimonies.
很多见证也陆陆续续的进来。
And continuously we're receiving more and more testimonies about how they received this teaching.
特别是台湾那个姐妹，她带了四个小组，她们说每讲到哪一个课，就有一些人就进到那一课。
Especially for that sister who has been leading four groups in Taiwan, she mentioned about, like I said, when we are going on with the class, and the people really understand and take this seriously by getting into the content to learn about them.
有一个弟兄，他是他先生的同事。
So a brother who is also a co-worker of that sister's husband.
他们都是什么空军基地的人员啊，就是很有知识，很高职位的人。
They're highly intelligent people, like I say, some of them are serving the Air Force.
但是那个人也蛮单纯的。
But also, they are also as simple as they can be.
这个姐妹以前接触她只是说她每天会送一些经文给那些需要的人，好像安慰的、鼓励的。这一类的经文。
So their sister, they will reach out to those individuals, those students who come to her class by like sending out some scriptures, frequently.
就是在之前。
Prior to the classes started.
Yeah. 后来他邀请他进来。
Then the sister has invited that the Air Force personnel that we just talked about, brother.
然后当我们分享到第二课说要洗礼。
So when we talked about, when we were in chapter 2, receiving the baptism.
就说这个是你自己对主耶稣的一个回应，在众人面前见证你愿意接受耶稣。
So she explained to him that this is a response or reaction that you're showing to Christ, that publicly you're willing to receive this salvation from our Lord.
这个弟兄就 说我要受洗，我要受洗。
So that brother, Emilio said that I want to be, I want to be baptized. I want to be baptized.
那因为是在 COVID-19 期间啊，很多教会也没有开。
But it was because it was due to the COVID-19. So at that time, many churches were not open.
他就找到他以前，不知道。是外地另外一个他曾经认识的牧师。
So that brother went reach out to another pastor he knew in the past.
他说我要受洗。
And he said to him that I want to receive the baptism.
这个牧师也觉得很奇怪。
So that pastor was somehow confused.
他说那你跟我讲讲你怎么信主。
So that pastor told me about, hey, tell me about your experience of becoming a Christian.
他就跟他讲，他说我听到这个课，我是百分百接受了耶稣，而且受洗这么重要，我现在就要受洗，我不等了。
So that brother told that pastor that, I went to such a class and understand truth now, and this to me is very important. I want to be baptized right now.
这个牧师就只好说：“好吧，让你来了，我就为你受洗。”
So pastor said, "Okay, it's fine. Just come over, and I will baptize you."
然后从此这个弟兄就变成好喜乐、好喜乐的人。
And starting from then, that brother has been living a joyful life.
他不太会讲话，不太有口才。
He doesn't really talk much.
但是他的喜乐是真的。表现在他的脸上。
But you can tell, how joyful he is just from his countenance.
这个姐妹跟我讲说，她以前总是愁眉苦脸的，老是唉声叹气。
And the sister mentioned that brother, in the past he always looked, sad and sorrowful.
现在整天看到他说就是开开开开笑。
But now, he smiles all the day.
而且他也开始跟。同事传福音。
And also that brother was just mentioned he started to preach gospel to his co-workers.
他们他们那里好多见证，我再讲一个。他有一个姐妹是常年忧郁症。
And there's another sister, and she also has testimony that I can share with you. That sister is suffering from anxiety.
大概有几十年。他说他有半年是郁症，有半年是躁症。
So that sister has been suffering bipolar like a half of the year, the other end, and another 6 months, which is the other end of the bipolar.
每年住院半年以上。
And like she spent like almost 6 months every year in hospital.
然后她是会乱花钱，乱刷卡，那些卡都刷爆了。
And she spends a lot.Just a lot, and she consumed all her credit card limitations.
但是她进了这个课之后，她就慢慢慢慢就越来越好。当然我们后来有安静等候神，在小组生活有安静等候神，住在组里面，还有读圣经。她以前不读圣经的。
After she has attended the classes, her situation continues to improve, and then she starts to do Bible study. In the past, she never studied Bible.
然后圣经就好像对她一点一点开启。
And then the Bible starts to open to her.
她也越来越能够安静。
And gradually, she can remain still.
一开始在小组可能十几分钟就觉得很辛苦。
At beginning, she found it very difficult to remain quiet for even for just 10 or 15 minutes.
但是后来她自己在家里也能够常常安静。
But gradually, she started practice and she can become calm and still even at home.
而且她讲见证说，当她里面又有问题又出来的时候。
When she gives testimony, like whenever that trouble comes back,
她就赶快来到主的面前。
She immediately comes before the Lord.
那主就使她安静下来。
So the Lord will calm her down.
上个月开始她在向家人传福音。
So starting in last month, she start preaching gospel to her family members.
她也原谅了她以前伤害她的人。
She she's also able to forgive those people who have hurt her in the past.
Now she's
totally different, becoming a joyful person.
So
because of her continuous improvement, she gave testimony about two or three times in our classes.
然后有一个我那天提过的,
and there's also another testimony I mentioned a couple of days ago. She is in my small group.
她以前没有在小组。
And she did not really join any cell group in the past.
只是去年她的先生在八月初去世。
Last year, her husband passed away in August.
他们才50岁左右。
They're in their like 50s.
他先生是意外从在油漆的时候在那个梯上摔下来去世的。
Her husband fell to the ground and then died when he was painting.
然后因为他曾经去过我们教会。
Her sister came to our church in the past.
主要是他的家人，他的家人有家人在我们教会。
Oh, primarily that was because some of her family members attended our church. But that couple have never received Jesus.
那么那时候就要求我说帮他先生办那个丧礼。
So she asked me to conduct memorial service for her husband.
刚好那时候我们已经开课了。
So it's also the time that this class has just started.
所以丧礼完了，我就送她一本书。
After funeral, I gave booklet to her.
我说你假如现在没有上班，你就来参加这个课。
I told her you can come to our classes.
她已经去了几课，我就把以前的录音送给她。
I also shared with her recording of the classes she wasn't able to attend prior to that.
后来她就真的开始了参加。
Then she started attending the classes.
一开始我不知道。
At beginning, I did not know this.
都是有一天，因为她找不到那个录音，急得不得了。
And one day, she was really in a hurry trying to locate one of the recordings, and she couldn't.
她就说：“牧师啊，你不要我了。”
And then she was concerned that I was leaving her alone.
你把我除名了。
And are you removing me from your student list?
因为那时候，中国的。 微信啊什么，好像有些麻烦。
Because at that time there was also a heavier censorship control in China on WeChat.
我就把那个小组的名字缩到10个人以下。
So I reduced and reduced my attendance list to be under 10 to so that way to avoid the trouble on WeChat.
那因为我 他也没有跟我联络，我也不知道他到底有没有参加，就把他的名拿掉了。
She did not really reach out to me, and so I wasn't really sure if she's still attending the class. Then I removed her name.
然后他就说，那我去哪里找录音啊？
And then she came to me and said, and then where exactly can I find recordings?
我说你有上课吗？
Then I asked her, did you attend the classes?
他说有啊有啊。
And she said, yes, yes, I did.
我不止上课，我每一课的录音我都仿佛听4-5次。
And not only I went to your classes, and for each class, I also listened to a recording 4 or 5 times.
我说啊，我尽量把你的名加回去，把别的人的拿走，把你加回去。
Then I told her I will kick someone else out, and I will put you back to my attendance list.
我说你也可以来参加我们主日的小组。
And I also told her that you can come to our Sunday services.
后来他就真的来了。
And then she came.
有一天他就跟我讲到很奇妙的事情。
And one day she shared with me something wonderful.
他说这个是圣经很神奇耶。
And she told me, oh, the Bible is wonderful.
会跟我讲话。
The Bible speaks to me.
他说因为你上次讲课的时候说 由圣灵带领来读圣经。
Because the last time you talked about how we should read our Bible by following the Holy Spirit.
神会借圣经跟我们说话。
And God speaks to us through the Bible.
他说我就开始读圣经。
Then I started reading my Bible.
他是从 从那个旧约开始读。
So she started from Old Testament.
每天大概花一个钟头读圣经。
She spent an hour a day to read the Bible.
她有一天大概就是十月，去年的十月，就是她进这个课之后两个月。
One day in October last year, that's about 2 months after she has attended the classes.
有一天她想念她先生。
One day, she missed so much her husband.
在哭。
And she cried.
但是忽然圣灵就跟她讲说，有主就够了。
And all of a sudden, a Holy Spirit came upon her and told her, it is enough to have the Lord.
然后那一天她刚好读到耶利米哀书，就是她照顺序读的，耶利米哀书第三章二十三节。
And that day she was studying Lamentation chapter 3, verse 23.
说每早晨都是新的。
Every morning, it is new every morning.
你的信实何其广大。
You are faithful.
诚实极其广大。
Lamentation chapter 3, verse 23.
我心里说耶和华是我的份。
There are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul.
因此我要仰望他。
Therefore, I hope in him.
凡等候耶和华心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
The Lord is good to those who wait for him, and to the soul who seeks him.
然后从那天开始，这一节圣经就变成他的生活。
From that day on, this scripture becomes real life.
因为耶和华真的成了他的份。
Because the Lord is truly becoming her portion.
他无论走到哪里，无论遇到什么事，他就讲，主啊，你帮助我，主啊，怎么办？
Wherever she goes, she will ask God for help, and Lord, please help me.
一开始真的是经历了很多奇妙的事情，他一叫主，主就帮他。
And she has so many testimonies about how God has helped her. Every time when she calls out to the Lord, and God then helped her.
或者她一问，主就会回答她。
And whenever she asks, the Lord will answer her directly.
哇，她就觉得奇妙的不得了。
And so wonderful, she says.
然后最近有一个很奇妙的见证。
And there is also another testimony, most recent.
她因为她是在酒店工作。
She works at a hotel.
然后这两年都没有工作。
And in this past 2 years, there's not really much work to do in this past 2 years.
但是现在开始有 recall.
But now, the hotel has recalled employees.
有一天那个他就接到电话就说，你要不要回来工作？
And one day the hotel asked if she's willing to come back to work.
然后给他两个选择。
Two options for her.
第一个呢，就是不回来工作了。
First option is that you don't come back.
他们会给他一笔钱。
But they will have a severance package for her.
就是照他的工龄，每年给一个月。
And for every year, they are going to pay her a month worth of salary.
那他可以拿到四万多块。
So in total, she can receive about $40,000.
另外给他一年。加给他一年的工龄。
And also, they will add one more year to her work history.
因为他有参加工会，我不知道这边有没有工会。
Because she is part of an union.
Yeah, union. 那个工会呢，就是说他做满二十年，就退休以后每年可以拿到一笔钱的。
So for that one single year, and she will be qualified to receive some money from the for her retirement.
那她只有18年多。
She has accumulated about 18 years of work history.
还不够二十年。现在只要加给她一年，她就只差几个月。
So for that 1 year to be added to her work history, short of a few months, she would be qualified for that 20 years requirement to receive retirement benefits.
那这几个月我们说你到退休还有十几年，你这十几年 找个机会做几个月很容易。
So I told her it's very easy, Daddy. You can just find a couple months to continue to work to fulfill that requirement.
然后第二个选择呢
？A second option would be
就是回来工作。
Come back and work for us.
但是不能做原来的工作。
But you will not be in the same position.
他们要给他一份新的工作。
They will be giving her a new position.
是他没做过。
A new role that she has not done in the past.
要记很多英文的单词。
She has to learn to memorize many English vocabulary.
那他英文又是不好的。
And she's not really good with her English.
所以他请教别人。绝大部分的人都叫他选择第一个。
So, she asked for suggestions from others, and most of people recommend she take option one.
他自己呢就也是觉得第一个还是比较好了。
She somehow also feels like she should receive the option one.
当他讲的时候，其实我心里也是盼望他选第一个。
And when she mentioned that to me, I was hoping that she would take option one.
我想他刚刚现在信主跟主这么甜蜜，最好不要做工，多来追求更好。
Especially, she just became a new follower of Jesus. I really hope that she will consider taking more time to spend with God.
但是我不敢说。
But I didn't tell that. Didn't tell her that.
我就是你还是要好好祷告。
I just advise her that you should pray and seek the Lord.
我说你都已经知道怎么听到主的声音。
And I told her, now you have learned how to listen to the voice of the Lord.
让主来给你选。
So that the Lord tell you what to choose.
那个时候 deadline 大概只有一天多。就是他要回答公司的 deadline.
So at that time, it was about a day or some left for her to make the decision and to bring the decision back to the company.
哎，我们也切切为他祷告。
So we pray earnestly for her making decision.
那他自己也迫切祷告说：“主啊，明天等一下就要回答了，你告诉我该选哪一个。
”So with a serious heart, she also seek the Lord for an answer.
那第二天我打电话说：“你选了没有？”
So second day I called her. What your decision is? What was your decision?
她说我选了。
So she said I made my choice.
好像很开心的样子。
She was joyful.
她说主告诉我选第二个。
she said to me, the Lord told me to select option two.
我说那好吧，那天也没时间。我说那明天就要你告诉我们。主怎么告诉你的
？Because that day we did not have much time, so we did not go into the details. But then I asked her, so tell me the next day that how the Lord has guided you to make that selection.
那段时间刚好我们有在分享主再来啊，死人会复活这些事，可能也他也刚好读圣经读到这，他说他读了哥林多前书十五章。
So there's a time we were studying the topic about how.The dead come back to life and the resurrection of the Lord. And so we were also in Corinthians first chapter 15.
他说我读到四十二节开始那几节圣经。
So she said that I was reading verse 42.
死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
So, also, is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown into corruption. It is raised in incorruption.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory.
所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
It is sown in a natural body, it is raised the spiritual body.
他说，牧师啊，你看这第一个都是不好的。
So she told me like from reading the Bible verses, the first part is all bad.
第二个都是好的。
So the later part, is all about good things.
是复活的，是荣耀的，是不朽坏的。
Resurrection, glory, and incorruption.
哦，我一听，真的太奇妙了。
So I said, wow, it's amazing and wonderful. That's how she understood to make that choice and selection about option two.
但是我心里觉得是圣灵这样教他。
But in my heart, I'm convinced that the Holy Spirit teaching her to make the decision.
因为她没有自己的意思啊。
Because she's not really taking her own will.
她真的是愿意顺服神啊。
She's wholeheartedly willing to submit to the Lord.
她只是求主 please, please, let me know.
she only asked God, please, please, let me know.
神就给他知道哈，然后圣灵就带他看第一、第二、第一的，就是这样。
So the Lord gave her this scripture and shown her like a first part, later part, first part, later part, so she can compare.
所以我就为他祝福。
So I just blessed her.
我说神一定会祝福你。
I told her God is going to bless you.
虽然我们现在看起来好像，他。他上班也会很麻烦，然后我们的小组也要给他为他改时间等等很多的问题，但是我相信神要祝福他。
Even though to our understanding, I think option two will cause more trouble. Like we have to reschedule our meeting time and she will become busy. But since the Lord has guided her that way, then we just pray for her.
他第一他就接着就要开始训练，那个训练了两个礼拜。然后开始上班，我就问他说：“怎么样？上班怎么样？”
So she started her training for about 2 weeks and going back to work. And then I asked her again, so how's the work?
哦，第一个礼拜回来，他说好惨哦。
first week when she came back to from work, she said I'm exhausted. It was terrible.
他说很多英文他也记不住。
There's so much English vocabulary I cannot really remember much.
新的工作他也没做过，有点手忙脚乱。
And that's a new role she's not familiar with, and everything was just chaotic.
然后整个部门只有他是一个中国人。
And she's the only Chinese in the entire department.
又没有人好问。
And so she has nowhere to go for questions and answers.
但是我觉得我相信那一次是神给他选的。
But I truly believe she was following God's guiding to make that choice.
我说我们相信神不会错。
We believe in God. He is never wrong.
他给你的一定是最好的。
What he has ordained for you definitely is the best.
我们为他祷告，求主给他信心，给他智慧。
We pray for her that God will give her wisdom and the faith.
然后再过一个礼拜。
For another week.
我说怎么样了？
I asked her, how's your work?
她说主真的好爱我。
She says, the Lord loves me so much.
他给我的真的是最好的。
For sure, he has given me the best.
她说我现在虽然他是有两个早班，
she said, even though she has to take two morning shifts.
那我们那边是治安不好吗？
So, you know, in our area, the safety is a concern.
只是为她预备了一个司机。
But the Lord has prepared a driver for her.
刚好她的外甥女，她的姐姐一家都 COVID-19.
And her sister's family were having COVID.
只有这个女儿没有。
Just for that, only that niece is negative from COVID.
他就叫他说，那你来我家避难。
And so she told her niece, hey, you can come to my house to stay healthy.
就住在我家吧。
And just live with me.
他外甥女就说，哎，我早上可以送你。
And she niece then say, oh, I can bring you to work in the morning.
所以他早上本来是三四点就要出门，就有外甥女可以载他去。
She has to go to work like a 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So now she her niece can drive her to work.
只是一个礼拜两天了。
Twice a week.
那后来他外甥女走了，他的小儿子刚好大学放假。
And after Bernice has left, then her younger son also came back from college.
回家也可以送他一段时间。
And so also her younger son can continue to bring her to work.
然后他们公司说会建一个 parking lot.
And her company is about to build a parking lot.
他自己以后可以开车趴在那边。
So later they can, she can just drive herself and have a place to park.
这个就没有问题了。
So that takes care of the early driving problem.
然后他说他的同事对他都很好。
And she also says that her co-workers are very nice to her.
因为他的工作有部分他以前做过。
Because the new role has some things that she has done in the past that she has experienced.
别人不会。
And some other people may not have the same experience as she did.
他就抢着做，很勤奋。
So she can pick up those responsibilities and that she works diligently.
那些人看他这么用功就他不懂的人家就帮他。
So her co-workers see that she works so hard, then they will chip in and help her with the other works.
还有他以前旧的那个工作，那两个经理说常常fighting.
And from her previous role, the two managers she was working under, there was some relationship issue between those two managers.
那他们很难做，就是假如这个喜欢你，那个就不喜欢你。
As a worker under those two managers, it's a difficult situation because if one manager likes you, then the other will hate you.
所以很难很难。
So it was a very difficult situation.
但是他现在来到这个新的。
And that was her previous role, but now she's having a new role.
他说两个经理都好喜欢我。
And with this new role, both manager like her.
他好喜乐。
She's so joyful.
然后就是看到他神在各样事上恩待他。
So God truly has blessed her in everything.
他读经也没有停。
And she never stopped studying Bible.
就是他上什么班他就会调整他的时间，反正就是补回去读回去，因为这本对他来说是一本神奇的书。
So to this sister, this book is an amazing book, and she also continues to study the Bible based on her schedule.
他听到圣灵的声音是从等候神来的。
So she started hearing the voice of the Lord by waiting upon the Lord.
我们开始教他说要安静等候神。
So we start teaching her about waiting upon the Lord.
从15分钟开始。
From 15 minutes.
一开始他都说心很乱好像老师听到外边这个叫什么了，那个有什么声音了。
So starting from just 15 minutes, but at the beginning she said that was very challenging and she can hear a lot of noise.
但是他还是坚持。
But she insists.
后来妈妈就有一次他祷告问神一件事。
And there's one, she continues, and there's one time, she prayed to ask God for one thing.
等到他祷告完起来之后。
After finishing the prayer.
神就对他说。
She got up, and that's also a time that God spoke to her.
就告诉他该怎么办。
God told her exactly what to do.
所以她就知道说那个等候没有白等。
So she know her waiting upon the Lord is not in vain.
因为她很单纯很单纯。
Because she's just such a simple person.
也很听话很顺服。
She also obeys.
我们真的教到哪里她就 practice 到哪里。
So she followed this teaching and our schedule diligently.
她现在真的成为一个非常非常喜乐的寡妇。
So now she is completely different and she's become a joyful widow.
大概就是半年嘛。
It takes about like a 6 months to transform her.
所以我们是说神给我们这个机会 来试验这本书，真的是你认真当成听话，又有人带呢，不用几年，半年就可以进入。
So she's a living testimony to what we have in this booklet. And if you just follow the teaching, and if you go to classes and follow teaching from the ministers, then it won't take long that you will have a different life.
那当然，我们东北有一些传道人，他们也带了很多人。带了很多传道人在上这个课，就是哦，现在终于搞清楚了内在生活是什么，所以他们也很喜乐的开一个个小组，在第二遍再学这本书。
So we have many ministers in the northeast in China, and those ministers they have started their classes, and they also reached out to many more ministers to start this series of.
所以我们现在我们这次应该有30本来。
So we brought 30 copies here.
刚才说每一个人可以得一个 copy， 我想有些人已经有了，像加州啊、Texas 啊这些，假如有了，那你可以不必拿。
So if you have a copy of this already, just save those copies for others.
那没有的。你可以拿，或者是你想要开始有小组的，你可以多拿一两本。
So if you don't have a copy, pick one, and if you want to start a small group, then you can have more.
更重要的是，我们整个课程都有录音。
And more importantly, we have a recording for all our classes.
我们非常感谢慧杰跟小静。
We're very thankful to Father Jeff and the Sister Jenny.
为了这个课，他们栽培了四个录音员。
They have put a lot of effort into making a recording available. They also trained four other people to take the recording.
他们都很认真。
They're very serious.
所以我们有42堂课的录音。
So we have a recording for our 42 classes.
在一个网页里边有一个 link。
You can access them on a website.
那里边有很多的见证，有些人是听了见证更明白过来的。
So some of them become better understanding about truth after listening to the testimony. So many testimonies are available in those recordings.
或者是听了录音更加清楚。
And also the truth becomes more clear about the truth of inner life becomes more clear.
所以你除了拿这本书，你应该要有那个录音。
In addition to this booklet, you should also listen to the recordings.
我啊，或者三位同工，几位同工，他们都应该知道。
So the team can tell you what their website is and how you can access them.
我们曾经放在那个联络沟通群啊，还有 LINE 里边的。三个大群都有，但是就是要找回去。
It's also available in our, like I say, LINE or WeChat groups, but you have to look backward to find the link that was shared in the past.
Okay, 好，那我先分享到这里。
Okay, this is what I have to share.
I feel very disappointed.
我感到有点失望。
It's only in Chinese.
只有中文版。
Maybe we should get Emma to translate it into English.
Emma 应该翻成英文。
Put it in English. Well, we thank the Lord, for the Lord is using this book to help people to learn how to hear the voice of the Lord.
但是我们感谢神，他在使用这本书帮助人们学习怎样听神的声音。
To wait silently on Him.
能够在静默中等候他。
As Sister Ruth has said, many people have a misconception.
因为就像郭牧师说的，很多人有一些误解。
And they get into false teaching.
他们接受了一些错误的教导。
We want to always lead them to Jesus.
我们总是要把他们引向耶稣。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
I believe there's a donation for these.
免费。
And I'm charging for them. So make your way, since there's only 30 of them, they're in the library.
这是在图书馆里有，你们可以去拿。
Sister Ruth, maybe you'd like to give one
to Sister Gerda.
She can read Chinese. Yeah, she can read Chinese.
And she can check it out for us. As Sister Ruth said, if you already have a copy, be sure that somebody who doesn't have a copy gets one first. Okay?
如果你们已经有的，请先让没有的人先拿。
Well, let's sing a song.
来唱一首歌。
Somebody, Sister Gerda, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite song? How about, do you like Christ Lives in Me? That goes along with the book, doesn't it? 47 in the second part of the book. 47.
Page 47.
Page 40.
25首.
Once more from God and dead in sin, but life. That life. We want your life.
主耶稣, 我们要你的生命。
Oh, Jesus, fill us with a life.
Oh, 主啊, 以你的生命充满我们。
The life of Christ Jesus.
基督耶稣的生命。
Oh, Jesus, you've shown us that in you we live.
Oh, 主, 你向我们显示, 我们是在你里面而活。
In you we have life.
在你里面我们得生命。
Oh, Jesus, fill us today with new life.
充满我们，以你新鲜的生命充满我们。
We pray for Brother Ernie as he travels here this morning.
我们为 Brother Ernie来祷告，今天早上他要来营地。
Fill him with your glory.
以你的荣耀充满他。
Oh, Jesus, he has served you this weekend, but he's coming to serve us.
哦，他这个周末已经服侍你，但是他又来服侍我们。
Oh, so Jesus, we pray for each one of us that we will be filled with fresh life.
主，我们为我们每一位祷告，你以新鲜的生命充满我们。
Amen.
More of the life of Jesus Christ.
更多基督耶稣的生命。
Breathe upon us.
向我们吹气。
Let that breath of the living God quicken us.
让永活神的气息使我们活起来。
Keep us in the joy of the Lord.
让我们保持在你里面的喜乐。
Thank you that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of joy.
我们感谢你圣灵是喜乐的灵。
He never has a sad face.
他永远不会有一个忧伤的面孔。
He's full of joy, full of praise, full of glory.
满喜乐，满赞美，满荣耀。
And fill us with that glory.
以你的荣耀充满我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
When we sang this song, it gave me a remembrance of Sister Nancy passing away.
每次我们唱这首歌，都让我想起周师母。
We didn't know in Ohio about the COVID and Pastor Chow until Tuesday of that week.
我们当时在俄亥俄州，直到第二个礼拜的礼拜二，我们才得知他得了新冠。
Everyone was praying earnestly for a miracle.
每个人都在迫切的祷告，有一个神迹发生。
Many people had been already raised up from COVID.
很多人都从 COVID 得医治了。
And we were expecting a miracle.
我们也在期待有神迹发生。
And full healing.
一个完全的医治。
But when the news came,
但当消息来到的时候，
it was too late to call.
已经太晚了，没有时间给他打电话。
I wanted to call, but I didn't want to interfere with the nurse and the family.
我很想打电话，但我不想打扰他的家人和护士们。
But Jenny called me.
小静给我打了电话。
And she was weeping.
她在哭泣。
And she felt he would have been healed, right, Jenny? When you called me, we were believing for healing.
当小静给我打电话的时候，我们相信她会得医治。
We all were.
我们都相信。
But the Lord gave me one word right away.
但主当时立即给了我一句话。
It was.Go forward.
他说往前行。
Go forward.
继续前行。
Hallelujah. And we went forward. Jim and I got in the car and we started to drive to the funeral.
我们的确往前行了。我和 Jim 弟兄就开车去参加了葬礼。
We were only 10 miles from home.
我们当时离家只有十个 mile.
When John called and said, Mother,
当约翰给我打电话说周师母也去世了。
But when we knew she was sick before she died, I called Esther.
在她生病的时候，我给 Esther 打电话。
And Esther put the phone by mother.
Esther 把电话放在母亲的耳边。
You know anybody? I thought I was special.
我觉得我是比较特别。
Because she loved me so much.
因为她特别爱我。
And she called me. You know, I was Martha number two.
因为我是第二号玛莎，她女儿也是玛莎。
And because when I would come into their house to visit.
当我到他们家里拜访的时候。
Or here at camp, she would go, "Oh, Mom."
还有在营地的时候，每次周师母见我都来拥抱我说：“哦，玛莎。”
But another day went by or so, and somebody else came in. Oh, Susan.
然后他也会跟别人拥抱说：“哦 ，Susan。”
She loved us all.
她爱每一个人。
Dear Esther said the same thing when I called. Oh, Martha.
当我打电话给 Esther 时候，她也说 ，Oh, Martha.
Esther knew.
另外一个 Esther.
Mother and I were very close as we traveled together.
周师母和我很亲密，当我们一起旅行服侍的时候。
But she held the phone up to Mother, and I sang. Jew, watch I was seen. Ah, but how hard and came out to and she do was I was seen. And she loved me to do that. And Esther said she's smiling.
Esther 说她当时在微笑。
I don't think she talked then, but she smiled.
她没有讲话，但她在微笑。
So when I sing that song, it reminds me.
所以每一次唱这首歌都会让我想起。
We have a little time. I was going to. Sister Alice has a special song. John, do you need to leave early? over the United States and Australia and Germany.
圣修姐妹是我们负责北美的同工，还有澳大利亚和德国。
We don't communicate too well because she doesn't speak to me in English.
因为语言不同，所以交通有一些。
But she's such a blessing to me when I teach online because she will sing any song I ask her to sing.
但我在网上教导的时候，圣秋姐妹是一个特别的祝福，因为我每一次请她唱歌，不管我让她唱什么，她都会唱。
And she often ends praying.
她也常常祷告。
And the presence of the Lord comes to me.
她唱诗的时候，主的同在就临到我。
I want to share with you this morning.
这是我想跟大家分享。
OK, 这是今天早上 Martha 牧师他跟我讲，我们可以唱这个，我不过是你运河啊。虽然我们，我想在那个红色的本子里面是120首哈、啊，那可是那是英文的，我想我还是唱中文的哈。啊
我已登蒙暴雪洗净，尝过天上的喜乐，得到生命充满神灵，好使我曾逆运河。主，我不过是你运河，你要留住你生命，求你用我接任干渴，不由世间无止境。不过做一祝福云和云给此救恩快乐，并赐满足的福生。主，我不过是你运河，你要留住你生命，求你用我接任干渴，无有时间无止境，倒空后让你来充满，接近后让你失灵，无力只有你的能干，随你命令来供应。主，我不过是你运河，你要留住你生命，求你用我接任干渴，无忧时间无救主，求将圣灵充满，这个已经奉献生，好让火虽如何一般，从我里面直流奔。主，我不过是你要留住你生命，求你用我接任干渴，无忧世间无止境。主，我 哈利路亚，哈利路亚，是的，主啊，主啊，是的，更多的来倒空我们，好让你能够更多的来充满我们，接近我们，好让你能够来使用。哈利路亚，主，我们赞美你，我们真的在今天在这里将我们的身体献上。哈利路亚，主，我们愿成为一个倒空的器皿，求主你随你的意思来使用我们每一个人，让我们能够成为众人的祝福。主，我们赞美你，赞美你，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
I don't think I have a five-minute limit.
我想我可能没有五分钟的发言限制。
But it's been very busy for me up to camp.
在营地这边，我这边非常非常的忙碌。
So kind of coordinating the memorial service, I didn't really have time to think about it.
然后特别就是说在联络安排那个追思礼拜的事情，我其实没有很多的时间去好好的想一想。
And I think during the funeral and burial service,
特别在葬礼的时候，还有后面的追思礼拜的时候
，particularly my sister Esther and Susanna couldn't be there.
特别是说我的妹妹就是 Susanna 还有那个 Esther， 他们没有办法在场。
So.We had them in mind very much for this one.
所以就是说，这次的那个追思礼拜，就是特别是为我那两个妹妹的。
So all my sisters were here, and they did so well, right?
然后这一次我所有的姐姐妹妹他们都可以来，他们是不是在这里很棒呢
？Yeah, I'm very proud of my sisters.
我很为他们感到骄傲。
And if you want to know.My mom, you can see them in my sisters.
所以如果说你们想要更多认识我母亲的话，其实你可以在我的姐妹们身上看到母亲的样子。
They speak very softly.
然后特别说我那些妹妹她们在讲话的时候都非常的柔软。
But and they're very strong. In
然后同时她们也是非常坚强的人。
And they're very capable.
然后同时他们也都是很有能力的人。
So, you know, I didn't want to take up time for that.
我不会花太多时间去详细的描述。
But I was just gathering thoughts.
但我就是把我一些想法放在一起。
I want to just start that my father, he didn't really correct me.
所以我要就是从这边开始，就是说我父亲他不太纠正我。
But he spanked me.
但是他不纠正我，他是揍我。
And for my mom,
然后我妈妈
I would try to make her laugh.
然后我妈妈的话，我就会试着就是让我妈可以开心。
So she doesn't spank me.
所以我妈妈她才不会打我。
She's quite quick.
我妈妈揍我的时候非常快的。
She's chased after me in the living room.
她会在我后面追。
So those are memories of, it tells you how I was not a good child, really.
所以从这里你们可以看得出我不是一个很听话的孩子。
One part that I thought that my mom, and I think that the Lord blessed me with something that was not mentioned, that she had a love for the music, the songs.
然后当我想到我妈妈的时候，特别就是说我妈妈给我的祝福就是说她非常的喜爱音乐。
She would play, you know, at home by herself.
我妈在家里的时候，很多时候她会自己弹琴。
And she would always have some hymn, going on.
然后她弹的大部分都是诗歌。
And so I'm blessed with that.
然后就是我母亲这样的弹琴，让我觉得很蒙福。
And she's extremely patient.
然后我母亲是一个非常有耐心的人。
Imagine having seven children.
你可以想象他要就是照顾七个孩子。
And one especially bad son.
然后特别是说这个儿子是很调皮的。
You have to be very patient.
然后对这个调皮的儿子，你真的要非常有耐心。
So I wanted to mention that.
所以我就是在这边提一下。
One thing I think I shared is a moment in my life where I really learned this lesson.
然后这件事情我想要特别来提一下，就是说在那个很特别的时刻，我学到我人生当中很重要的一门课。
I think I was in my early teens.
那时候大概是我在做青少年的早期。
And I was frustrated with my walk with God.
然后我对我跟神的关系，我觉得非常的挫折。
Just so you know, I mean, being a what's called a PK.
然后特别就是说，就牧师的孩子来讲
，there's kind of an obligation or standard that you feel you need to meet.
就是说，很多人对于做牧师、传道人的小孩都有一些特别的期待。
Me being young, I was kind of talking to my mom. Said, I don't know if I can do it. I was just frustrated. I was explaining to her, you know, how can I keep steady? How can I, you know, be better?
然后那个时候我真的非常的挫折，然后我就问我妈妈说，我如何可以就是表现得出来像是一个传道人的孩子呢？
So my mom told me, well, you know, you can always love Jesus.
我妈妈告诉我，你可以很简单就是来爱耶稣。
And I feel that that is good advice for everyone.
然后我觉得这个提醒非常受用，然后同时也可以用来提醒每一位。
Not just to look at ourselves.
然后不单单只是看着我们自己
or our insecurities,
还有就是我们身上的那个不安全感
you know, we're not good enough for this, we're not good enough for that.
就做一个传道人的孩子，我这个也不行，那个也做不来。
But if you focus on just loving Jesus,
但是如果说你单单就是来爱耶稣，
that's such an important thing to do.
这是一件最重要的事情。
It's just about the relation of your heart.
然后这个谈的是你心里跟神之间的关系
，and your relationship with God，
你跟神的关系。
That's really where the core of our relationship is。
我们跟神的关系最重要的核心就在这里。
That's part of the simplicity that my parents taught us。
我母亲教导我的事情，很多时候就可以像这样，就是这么简单，但是非常重要。
As far as my father, I want to.First, I want to say some things about this conference.
然后关于我父亲，我想要现在提一下我们现在这个中文聚会。
And I want to say thank you, especially to Sister Martha.
我要特别对 Sister Martha 说谢谢。
We love you.
我们爱你。
And I want to hug you every time.
每次我看到你的时候，我一定要给你一个拥抱。
And I'm sorry if I've been a troublemaker.
不好意思，我给你带来很多麻烦。
But I'm so happy that JMI, particularly my father not being here.
然后我很高兴，就是特别要谢谢这个事工。然后当我父亲已经不在了。
That we're able to connect more with the Ridgewood Fellowship.
然后这个事工还是能够继续跟 Ridgewood 这个教会保有那个关系。
Having, you know, Sister Gerda is a superstar.
然后特别是贝教士是我们的超级巨星。
She's so, I know she's very humble and modest. I'm sorry.
我知道那个贝教士是一位非常谦卑的姐妹。
We were happy to be at her church for a number of years.
然后我们高兴我们可以去到贝教士的教会，在那边待了几年的时间。
But also, Phil Wolfogel.
然后特别是还有那个 Phil 牧师。
Brother Ernie coming up.
还有那个 Brother Ernie 快要来到这里。
And having Brother Dan and Brother Ken.
还有那个Brother Dan.
I just felt it was a... Because my father always told me, he says, you know, JMI and Ridgewood, it's the same stream that flows down.
我父亲常跟我说，就是说我们 JMI 这个事工跟 Ridgewood 这个教会，我们是在同一个水流上。
And the way I see it is that there's different pastures under that stream.
当我在看这个水流的时候，我们就很像那个水流旁边不同的青草地一样。
So although we may be a little separate,
所以也许就是说在地理上我们是分开的。
But the flow of the Spirit is the same.
但是那个圣灵的流是一致的。
And we share that same spirit.
我们大家都共享这个同样的圣灵的流。
So I thank the Lord for that.
所以跟神对神，我真的为此非常感恩。
As certain things I just watching my father being a minister.
所以就是我观察就是我父亲他如何做一个传道人。
I thank the Lord that I could be with him for the last 7 years or so.
然后我很高兴就是说在我父亲人生最后的七年我可以在 Plano 跟他在一块。
Just to, not that I was very involved in the work.
并不是说我非常有极深的参与在他的事工当中。
But just to see my parents, as an example in the ministry.
但是就是说单单的观察就是说我父亲他们是如何做传道人。
And although I have five sisters,
虽然说我有五个姐姐,
and when I first arrived in Texas, I felt like I gained four more sisters.
然后特别是说，虽然我是第一个搬到德州去住的，但是自从搬到德州之后，我觉得我好像多了四个姐妹。
Emma, Alice, and Mercy, and Jenny, and a brother.
然后又多了一个弟兄，就是像弟兄、小弟姐妹、生兄姐妹 Emma, 还有子祥。
But there, I remember one thing that really caught my attention.
特别是说，我注意到这样一件事。
I did see him change and get softer.
我真的看到我父亲，他变得越来越柔软。
But as you know, he takes his ministry very seriously.
你们都知道，我父亲在事工的事情上，他非常认真的。
He's generally a very flexible man.
大部分的时候，我父亲他是一个很有弹性的人。
But sometimes when it comes to the things of God,
但是特别是说到神的事情上，他没有什么他非常遵守神的教导。
So he's a man of God with integrity.
他是一个就是说保有神的那个正直的一个弟兄。
And sometimes that's what God requires of us.
很多的时候，神也要我们有这样的那个就是对他的那个正直。
One thing that I noticed when I would visit him often when he was still living there.
当我父亲还住在那个德州的时候，我有几次去拜访他。
I would walk by his study.
然后我会经过他的书房。
Every time I walk by his study,
每次当我经过他读书的那个地方，
he's holding some paper in his hand.
他的手上常常就是会有一张纸。
And he's sitting in his chair.
然后他坐在桌子上，坐在他桌子里。
And he has sometimes his head bowed.
他坐在他的椅子里面，然后有些时候他的头会这样低下来。
But he's just, I've seen him many times holding this piece of paper.
然后我看过非常非常多次，他手上就是握着一张纸。
So I went in one day and I asked him, what is that?
然后有一天啊，我就过去，我就问他说，哎，那张纸上面有什么？
And he said, oh, this is a list of names.
然后就说那张纸上啊，就是有一些名字。
From the fellowship.
然后这些名字就是说我们团契弟兄姐妹们的名字。
I think I don't exactly know who is on that list, but it's over 100 people.
但是我并不知道就是说那个名单上有哪些名字，但是加起来应该有超过100个人。
And he was praying over them.
然后我父亲他是在为那些人祷告。
So he's praying for you.
所以我父亲在为你们祷告。
I also get emotional like my mom.
有些时候我像我母亲一样有一点感情丰富。
I was very surprised that Brother Yu shared that my dad was crying.
然后我其实有一点我其实有一点讶异，就是当余牧师谈到说我父亲哭的时候。
But in any case, what I was trying to say is that he really just was thoughtful about the people that he ministered to.
我父亲他是真的非常关心那些他服侍的那些弟兄姐妹们。
It reminds me of Jesus praying for us in John 17.
然后这个也提醒我，就是说在约翰福音十七章里面提到说耶稣在为我们祷告。
My father, I can't say we had that many deep conversations.
我跟我父亲之间其实并没有很多那种很深刻的对话。
But once in a while, he would say just enough to really impress into my heart.
但是我父亲他知道他说些什么，那些东西可以进到我的心里面。他可能只是很简单、很简短的东西。
So I can just name, you know, two examples, two things that I've really learned from my dad.
所以这边我可以给大家两个例子，就是说我从我父亲那边学来的。
One advice he gave me was to prioritize my life.
我父亲给过一个建议，就是说在我人生的那些事情上，我必须要学习知道如何去安排先后顺序。
He tells me, God comes first.
他告诉我说，你要把神摆在第一位。
Your family comes second.
然后你的家庭摆在第二位。
And you come third.
你自己摆在第三位。
So I try to live my life in that order.
所以按照我父亲的提醒，我就希望说我可以活出这样的一个生命。
Whenever the decision, I think, okay, is it God first? Is it family second? Is it I am third?
当我要做一个决定的时候，我就在我的决定当中去想说，我是不是把神摆在第一位，把我家人摆在第二位，然后把我自己放在第三位。
So each time there's something comes up in my life, I ask myself these three things.
所以当我人生中有一些事情我必须要去做决定的时候，我就问我自己这三个问题。
And the Lord is faithful, of course.
当然神他一直都很信实。
And the second thing that he gave me advice when I moved to Texas.
然后第二个他给我的建议就是说，在我搬到德州之后，
was to just go deeper into the things of God.
我父亲他鼓励我，就是关于神的事情，你必须要往更深的地方去。
Not to be superficial.
不是那种表面上的。
But to really dig in.
你必须要深根。
To the things of God.
你必须要在神的事情上要进得更深入，要扎根于神。
Not to take things lightly.
你不要把神的事情看得好像理所当然。
But just to know God better and deeper.
你必须要来认识神，然后更深的认识神。
The third is not something that he left me directly.
第三个这边我要分享，就是说，并不是说我父亲他是直接这样的教导我。
When he was moving back to Maryland，
就是说，当我父亲他要搬回去马里兰的时候
，I think I don't know about the people in the fellowship， but I felt like， oh no， what's going to happen？
那时候我不知道，就是说团契的弟兄姐妹们是什么样的感觉。
I mean， for me personally，
但是对我自己来说，
I wasn't sure really where my place was.
我就不太确定，诶，那接下来我该怎么办？我才搬来德州七年，然后现在我父亲要搬回去马里兰，所以我不知道我该怎么办。
And so I asked him, oh, you know, what do you think I should do?
我就问我父亲说，那你要搬回去了，那我该怎么做？
I was expecting, you know how David gave Solomon instructions?
然后我就在想说，你记得吗？就是说那个大卫他如何告诉所罗门说
，Oh, this is so and so, and this is your enemy, and this is your friend, etc.
然后我预期就是说我父亲告诉我说，接下来事情是这样发生，一二三四。
I was expecting all these words of wisdom.
然后我期待从我父亲那边得到一些智慧跟启示，知道我接下来确切的步骤该做些什么。
And you know what he said?
那你知道我父亲告诉我什么吗
？He said, "You'll be fine."
我父亲就说啊，你没事啦。
And he walked away.
然后我父亲就走了。
I stood there.
然后我就站在那里。
I said okay.
他说哦，好吧。
Well, at least I'll be fine.
然后至少我知道我不会有什么事。
But the Lord has His ways.
但是神有他的带领。
I mean, the reason why I read dedication.
为什么就是说我要来念就是前面这边的那个
And I mentioned to you already.
就是说在书前面那边就是说这本书是奉献 是献给谁的然后这个我已经提过了。
And I was preparing, I was checking some facts.
然后同时在这里面我在读一些就是其他细节。
And I read the dedication, and I read the first part of the acknowledgement.
然后我在就是回到这书前面的那些就是自谢哦，谢谢。
But the fact that he put God first，
就是说在这里面你们看到，就是我跟你们提过，他把神放在第一位。
And he addressed to the Lord Jesus, my beloved Lord Jesus。
然后你们知道他就是这样称呼，就是说主耶稣是我挚爱的耶稣。
And his unfailing love and boundless grace。
然后特别是说他那个不灭的爱，还有他那个丰盛的恩典。
In the acknowledgement, he did the same thing. First of all, I wish to thank God, my loving Father, for His boundless grace shown to me since I was an orphan.
在那个致谢的后面，接下来一样，他一样这样说，就是说，首先我要感谢神，他是那个爱我的天父，然后还有就是说，他那个丰盛的恩典，他那些丰盛的恩典是甚至在我还是一个孤儿的时候，他就给了我。
I cannot thank Him enough for what He has done for me since my conversion to Christianity.
特别是在我变成基督徒之后，我真的很多很多要谢谢神的。
Especially after the life-changing experience of what the Bible terms a baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那个祝福很大的一个部分就是来自于圣经当中说的那个圣灵的洗。
I thank Him for the inspiration, the anointing, and the supply of adequate words in English.
然后我很高兴，我很感谢神，就是说他在英文的事情上给了我恩高，然后还有他在英文的事情上也给了我一些启示跟教导。
Enabling me to share my spiritual journey not only with English-speaking family but also with our friends in the English-speaking world.
然后就是说，也因着神给我这样英语的能力，让我不只可以就是说用英文来分享这个旅程，跟我的家人，同时也可以跟我家人以外的朋友们用英语来分享神带领我这个整个历程。
So, but now our family decided to translate this into Chinese.
现在就是说我们家决定要把这本书翻译成中文。
And it will be available to the Chinese speaking.
所以这样的话就是说那些说中文的弟兄姐妹们就可以有机会可以看一下我父亲的自传。
And I feel that even if you take the kind of the family portion out of this book.
然后我觉得就是说你在看这本自传的时候啊，你就是说先把我们家的那些故事先把它分开出来。
It's still useful for Christians.To read.
你就单单看说神是怎么样带领我父亲对基督徒来说他那些经历还是很有帮助的。
It just shows how God's grace how he brought my father in his personal life, in his walk with God and the trials that he went through.
所以在这里面你们就可以读到就是说在我父亲个人的生活里面神是如何带他经历过那些试炼。
Kind of when I go through my life, even in the last couple of years, I think of the trials that he went through and I feel like, yes, I'm going through the same thing.
特别是当我想到过去几年在我人生当中我所受到一些试炼跟测试的时候我就会想到说我父亲他所经历的然后就明白原来现在我也在经过很类似的试炼。
I have many other thoughts, but I think we need to stop.
我还有其他很多可以跟大家分享，但是我想我们可能必须要停在这里。
There's one thing. Sorry, I just want to add this. I just feel the song "Oh Jesus, Jesus."
然后我在这里再补充一点，就是说这首诗歌《耶稣，耶稣》。
I want to encourage you by giving this book to somebody you know that's English speaking, your children or your friends at school.I gave one to my 96-year-old Catholic aunt, who is very... My mother took her Pentecostal church when she was young. She said, your mother drug us to that church where my mother got saved. But she has been opposed to the way we lived or trained. But mother's gone now...Mother was her oldest sister, and I took it over to Aunt Ginny because of my last trip to Texas, and she read it. And she was crazy about it. She thought it was wonderful. She said, that man came out of nothing. And, you know, she's one of those determined people when you get to be 96 or 7, you've been through a lot. They were in poverty as children.And she's well blessed now, very well blessed. Jim knows she. I'm shocked. She really enjoyed it. So I want to encourage you get to the library or pick one up here before you leave.
我要鼓励大家就是拿一份周牧师的自传，然后给把它分享给那些你认为他可能会有需要的弟兄姐妹们。然后我有一个96岁的朋友，他非常喜欢这本书，然后他就说哇，周牧师他从一无所有开始的，然后他就是看着 整本书，他非常经历就是牧师他所经历过的整个历程。
And if you want to speak to Sister Emma about ordering the Chinese version, right? In e-books, you can do that. Yeah, it's coming.
然后那个Emma 姐妹，你们可以跟她问，就是关于中文版的发行的事情。
I just want to close with a short story about the song.
然后我这边有一个很小的故事，关于就是我们接下来唱的这首诗歌。
And we've been singing the song off and on for the last few days.
在过去这几天，我们很唱这首诗歌已经唱了几次了。
And Brother Phil mentioned that the song sometimes relates to an experience that we had.
然后 Brother Phil 他那一天就有提到，就是说我们唱的诗歌很多时候是跟我们个人的经历是有关系的。
I was kind of when my parents were in the funeral homes.
当我的父亲、我的父母他们的遗体还在殡仪馆的时候。
And one of us had to go there and to identify the, make sure it was, you know, Jack and Nancy Chow.
所以我们家人必须要到殡仪馆去确认，就是说那个遗体就是他们的。
So I was elected to go.
所以我就被派去做这项事情。
Because of COVID, you know, I don't know why. I guess my sisters could have gone, but I was the only one there.
我在想我的姐妹们，她们可能有人可以去，但是我不知道为什么，可能是因为 COVID 的那个限制，所以就只有我一个人去。
I saw my mom and dad in the casket.
然后我看到我父母他们的遗体，就是装在那个棺材里面。
And my mom was wearing her favorite sweater.
然后我母亲她穿着她最喜欢的那一件衣服。
I think Molan gave it to her.
我记得那个应该是木兰送给她的。
And I had a chance to just be in this room with them.
我有那个机会，就是说，就在那个房间里面，就是我跟他们两位在一起。
And this song just came to me.
然后当我在那边跟他们在一块的时候，这首诗歌就进到我的心里。
I just sat there for half an hour singing this song.
我就坐在那边就唱这首诗歌，唱了大概半个小时。
And then last night when Sister Martha was praying for Mola and I.
所以昨天晚上当那个 Sister Martha 为我和木兰祷告的时候，
She quoted the gracious smile is my reward.
然后那个 Sister Martha 就选了最后一节就念给我们听，就是神的笑容
drew me back to this room.
就是神的笑容就是我们的奖赏。然后当 Sister Martha 把这个念给我们听的时候，我的回忆马上就回到那个在殡仪馆当中我跟我父母的在一起的时候。
And of course, when I was singing this there, I was thinking of my parents.
所以当然就是说，当我在唱这首诗歌的时候，我就会想起我的父母。
How the Lord is so pleased with them.
也就是说，神是如何的悦纳他们两位。
So I thought maybe we could just close with the song. I'm sorry we're running a little late.
不好意思，我们现在有点晚了，但是我们就结束我们的会议，接着唱这首诗歌。
Let's stand and just sing this.
所以，请我们大家起立，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I sin. For very love thy sake.I love Sang on, I thought of what Sister Martha said, and as the memorial service has concluded.
Now, 当我来这时刻，我就想到，Martha姐妹所提到的。
And I just want to encourage everyone to continue.
我要鼓励大家，就是继续的往前行。
I remember I couldn't really find a peace. After my parents died,
我记得就是说，在我父亲过世的时候，有段时间我心里没有平安。
But I would say recently, I realized that the legacy of my father and my mother.
然后当然就是到最近的时候，我就想起就是说我父亲和父母，我父母他们所留给我们的
is in the Lord Jesus Christ，
他所留给我们的那产业也就是主耶稣自己。
When I realize that，
一旦当我明白了这一点，
I embrace it，
我就接受它。
And I just ask all of you to do the same.
那我要鼓励大家，就是继续的往前行。
I want to thank you for your love for my parents.
我要谢谢大家，就是对我父母所表达的爱。
And I know that it was a loss for all of us.
我知道对我们大家来说，这都是一个损失。
And we all grieve in our own way.
然后我们大家就是有我们各自的那个难过。
But let's go forward.
但是我们要继续往前行。
Let's embrace the Lord Jesus.
让我们大家拥抱耶稣。
My father was a chosen vessel.
我父亲他是神所拣选的一个器皿。
But he's in a, or my mom, they're in a better place.
但是他和我母亲现在已经在一个更好的地方。
They're much happier than where we are.
然后那个地方是一个比我们在这里更快乐的地方。
So, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Amen.
They gave us you.
他们把你带给我们。
And we still have you.
我们仍然有你。
Make us faithful.
让我们保持忠心。
Remember, they're waiting for us.
记得他们都在等着我们。
To finish the race.
来完成我们的赛跑。
Help us to press toward the prize.
帮助我们来前行，来得那个奖赏。
You're the prize, Lord.
主你自己就是我们的奖赏。
And thank you for bringing us to Pilgrim Camp.
我们感谢你把我们带到营地。
Where they found you so greatly.
他们在这里这么深地遇见你。
And brought you to Texas.
把你带回到德州。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。